welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here in our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And, of course, make sure that if you are physically capable, you are beginning the meditation from a stand-up posture. Your eyes are closed. You are relaxed into this moment, paying attention to your hands and wrists as the best way to connect to the energy. Just stand up with your closed eyes and pay attention to your hands and wrists and ask yourself the question, what do my hands and wrists feel? What are they feeling right now? And then ask yourself a question, what does my head and neck feel right now? And am I free? Am I free to allow my time to dance to that inner choreographer? Am I free to connect and express my deepest, highest desires as they embody, internalize? Am I free to create that next step by allowing myself to be guided into it, literally guided? Am I free enough from my past? Am I free enough to accept my future? Am I free enough to recognize that that is a journey? Am I free enough to enjoy that journey no matter what? Those questions. And no matter what the answer is, no matter what the answer is, ask yourself, can I do a little better? Can I do just a touch and not a tweak? Blip. And here we are, continuing our dynamic meditations, continuing the time mindset. I'm going to introduce something to today's meditation, which may maybe, again, for each of us, we have another key that could make it for us. And, maybe this one will. I'll give you that little bit of a push. And I'm going to introduce something that is called dynamic limitations when they come to time. Dynamic limitations with a connection to time. Think about that. In our mind, we set certain limitations to ourselves, to others. And a certain set limitation that has to do with time, that we tend to not want to let go of because have conditioned ourselves. We've been conditioned for years, since our childhood. Maybe that conditioning even came as a result of our karmic reincarnation, and it's part of our genetic material, that limitation to accept a certain level of reality within certain limitations of time. I'm saying genetic because if you will realize, even science understands that genetics is nothing but a set of limitations that is based on protein strands of protein. The genes are limited in their expression based on certain protein chain, and the moment that protein opens up, then the limitation is lifted. Today we will ask ourselves a question. Can we do a little bit better in freeing ourselves from a limitation set in our mind by time? Of course, the first obvious limitation that we set, that the past is in the past, the future is in the future. I'll say that again. That's the most basic limitation, that we think the past is in the past and the future is in the future. Which means that neither of them are attainable now. And that both of them are kind of fixed. Fixed in the past, fixed in the future. Now you know. Can you imagine living like that? Hope that makes sense. I hope that makes sense to the both past and the future, really, in the now. It is from the now that we are able to experience the past, give us the knowledge of the power that we need, and the future is something we want to feel and experience today just as well. Because it needs to inspire us to move forward. We have to taste it right now. We have to, they call it believe or be free to achieve or anything like that. And for that, we have to kind of shatter those limitations of time. Just a quick reminder. For those who remember the basic courses, we talked about two lines, horizontal and vertical. Remember that the two kinds of time, horizontal time and vertical. Even though our mindset can only grasp a horizontal time, which means, you know, the sequence of the time, that's what the horizontal time sequence is. Right? One is obviously ahead of another, and another is obviously, you know, after the next. And then there is the vertical time that our mind cannot grasp. But it is the vertical time that we have full control over, and it is the horizontal time that we have no control, but just an observing power. Power to hood. The opposite. So here it is. This is the conclusion before the inner keys. The conclusion is, since we only can quantify experience for sure horizontal time, within the horizontal time, we can put certain parameters and define. But because we define the horizontal time, and it's pretty much an outcome, it's something that we try, we cannot input the timeline. We tend to also relate in the exact same way to our verdict. We define it and we limit. And this is where we have our power. This is where dynamic time, we are able to influence our horizontal time by freeing our burden. Oh. And if this is confusing, then you're going to have to go through the motions today and take one of our outside of time course. So much more in it, but today we just put into this container and release the limitation of that. Wow. First of all, I'm so happy we can bring this to our morning meditations and daily meditation. No. Simple, but I guess if we are here, that means we can do it. That's the answer. So here we go. Let's embody this. Let's embody the dynamic time within the concept of freeing our vertex. chain that goes on. Ready for the next piece. And free yourself to transform heart. There's nothing that we could do today that is not right. You're not making it. You cannot misunderstand. You can just understand better. You can just take that extra step in our one of our recent courses, Energy Marathon and Dynamic Meditation. We have talked about that inner voice says, but I don't think I understand the voice, but what if I'm not going to do it right again like I have. And I said, don't worry about that voice. And do it anyway. Listen to me. Don't worry about it. There for everyone. He's there for everyone all the time. Those who succeed are not those who don't have that inner voice. But that's how the mind is. That's the job of the mind. Those who succeed are the ones who just have enough energy to let that voice be there and do a thing. You wait until that voice is gone, that will not be in this lifetime. Guarantee you, ask anyone who's ever succeeded in whatever you believe success may be, and they had a voice of limiting them, holding them back, protecting them, because that's what that was. That was a voice of reason. Listen to this. Here we go. The first thing I see. Embody the dynamic limitation within time. First thing, I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of that. To recognize and free my dynamic limitation. And fill my head and my neck. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognize, free my dynamic limitation. And fill my head and my we have the timeline change the horizontal height to E. Aware. The effect of being more aware and the third. Next to him. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognize and free my dynamic limitation and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize, free my dynamic limitation. Fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. And I know this sounds very complex to some, and maybe very acceptable to others. No matter what that voice say, and how rightfully related to you, relax with it, enjoy it. Much better. She noticed how you're being guided. Relax again. Remind yourself to relax from the top down, from the head and the neck, to the shoulders, to the spine, to the lower back. Deeply relax into your postures, into your movement, into your stillness. Allow the mind to go anywhere it wants to. Let's do it anyway, right? And let that, knowing that concept. And I hope you do too. Next, inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize my dynamic limitation and free them and fill my chest cavity. To recognize and free my dynamic limitation and fill my chest. Cavity. When I say cavity, I really mean front and back, so we don't forget. And we can chest and maybe that's what your eyes can put in touch, that hole. maybe I should say not included, but not dismissed, not limited to the fact at all. You're doing great. Next image. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize and free my dynamic limitation and fill my upper abdomen. And the last. You know. Here's a little sidebar, a little note. You know how we have certain very simple concepts and certain a little bit more advanced concepts in our morning meditations and daily karma? And you know, me being having that, you know, a background in sports, playing basketball, for example, or any other sports, or table tennis, or volleyball, whatever I used to do a lot of. But I want to bring that as an example, as a concept to hold our inner keys, and to say that, you know, every single meditation, every single inner key has value, no matter how great you may feel you are in it or doing it. It has a value. And it has a value to not dismiss the experience, but to build on. Just like I remember coming in, you know, first time to a basketball court, and I came with a volleyball. I didn't have a basketball. I came with a volleyball just after to play volleyball. I came in and I decided to try out those baskets. I was really horrible at it. And I wasn't even playing with a basketball. Should I have dismissed that experience? If I have, I would have never built on it. That if that's a basketball, then the better and better. Should I have dismissed any of those games that I've done in the beginning, or as an intermediate, or as an advanced? Should I have dismissed them? Or could I have dismissed them if I wanted to move forward? Or did they not count or not have a value? And now you understand that every single moment, right from the beginning, was stepping on that basketball court with that volleyball, which obviously didn't, you know, resonate the same. It was smaller and lighter. It didn't have the same bounds. But it was just as valuable as when I was playing, you know, for the school team. And as I continued advancing, it didn't diminish my initial efforts, didn't diminish my intention. It was every intention to get better. My intention to actually play the game was more valuable than the outcome and what it looked like on the outcome. Didn't diminish me, actually. Right now, when you look back, you say, wow, man, you know, you've done great by not, you know, allowing yourself to be held back by the fact that you didn't have basketball. But you didn't know how to play. You just went there and tried it and played. And then you moved on to the next level, to the next level. And that's how everything is done, and I'm sure you have done many times in your life, things like that, that you cannot diminish or take away value, but the opposite, and when they were not perfect. So at any given moment, we should do something new. That voice says, what if I'm not? And we do it anyway, and we move forward. And it's not to be diminished. It's actually to be proud of every moment. Because on that we build. Here we go, next inner key, I didn't forget. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize and free my limitations. And fill my upper abdomen. Fill my upper abdomen. So here we go, the example of the little kids going onto the basketball court playing with a volleyball. And I've got to thank my dad for his initiative. The vertical element is the ability to free yourself to it. And the horizontal element is the more you free yourself to do it, the more you are inspired and not limited by your inability to fast. The more joyful your experience. The faster you learn, the more enjoying it is, regardless of how you've been missing the basketball field. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you have this vertical joy, vertical time. You're not limited in or to some degree. And that gives you, speeds up your learning curve, and at the same time, surprisingly enough, gives you content, joy in the challenge of the horizontal. And there's a challenge of the vertical, challenge of the horizontal. And I hope that those two lines that make sense to you and you take and superimpose your life on it in different life circumstances, including today in this moment. And now you realize how our meditations are really a little miniature life experience that we can draw from and we can win right here, that we win it and overcome right here, right now. Here we go, the next inner key. I hope that all makes sense. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize and free my dynamic limitation. And fill my lower abdomen. an example of God. That poor old boy going to play basketball. The voice of, what if I'm not very good at this, was there. The fear of others looking, not accepting, could have been there, but I did it anyway. When I look back, I'll tell you why I did it anyway. Not only because of self-initiative, but I trusted my dad. I trusted my dad to guide me and take me. He was not such a great basketball player. But he wanted me so much to learn, enjoy, have fun, and try new things that nothing mattered. And he did it anyway. And I did it finally because I had that support from him. As a guide, as a teacher, I trust in him. I had those voices, but I did it anyway. And I think that is a good example of how we often need to recognize we don't have to have all the power in the world. We have to find somebody who can say, do it. And if we trust them enough, we'll do it anyway. And there's no shame in that, actually. There's that joy in being able to let yourself be guided. And so happened that I, as a child, it's easier sometimes, maybe not. And as an adult, we often think that we no longer need the guidance we're supposed to know it all. Let's say one of the past. We have to know it all already. We're done. Our learning. We are adults now. We shouldn't question. We shouldn't misunderstand. We should know it all already. And that's where we also limit ourselves to the highest degree, especially when it comes to vertical. Here we go. The next energy. We're going much longer today than usual. It is especially. Here we go. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize and free my dynamic limitations and fill my lower abdomen. I'm sure it's the bigger side of it. And I love that. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To open and free my dynamic limitation. And fill my legs and feet. It is well. in the final. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognize and free my dynamic limitation. And fill my entire body. And fill my entire body. Head, toes, top to bottom of my spine. Head, toes, top to bottom of my spine. Wow. Done very well. If you have a few more minutes, you're welcome to stay in this image a little bit longer. Have any experiences to share? Anything that awakened in your experience, in your mind. Love to hear that. Otherwise, I want to thank you for being here with our daily Dharma Daily and morning meditation. And we'll speak soon.